This is Senator Al Simpson. All of us who remember the oil embargo of the 70s also remember how we said it'll never happen again. Are we keeping that promise? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, America was truly once held hostage by OPEC. Twice in the 70s, we stood in lines were outraged by pump shortages. That is, until the sly ones at OPEC doubled the price and turned the spigot back on. America's dependence on foreign oil is now over 50%. That's higher than at any time during the oil embargo. The ghastly war between Iraq and Iran has ended, and a new one starts up with Kuwait. And last week, OPEC agreed to maintain production levels till prices climb. We've never been more vulnerable to OPEC. Your inaction has shut down most domestic production and thrown 300,000 workers out of jobs over these past years. I know you're hooked on the pork barrel, Ted, but that's no reason why you should let OPEC get us over their barrel.
Al, Iraq's vicious invasion of Kuwait reminds us how vulnerable our country is when OPEC tightens the oil screws. But your approach, bailing out the U.S. oil industry, won't work, Al. Their interests don't always coincide with our national interests or our national security. Granted, we needed to defend against OPEC cutoffs and exorbitant price hikes. We rely too much on foreign oil. But there are better ways than bailing out big oil. Conservation is working. Adjusting for GNP, we're now using only two-thirds the oil we used in the early 1970s. We're also doing better at developing alternative energy sources, especially natural gas, but also gasohol, solar energy, and hydroelectric power. We've also got the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, a year's supply of oil tucked away in salt domes in Louisiana to tide us through a crisis. Stop cheerleading for big oil, Big Al. These other efforts have more promise. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his opposition to campaign financing reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.